80s. Tomorrow afternoon, returning sunshine, and it's getting even warmer. The highs of near 80 to low 80s. About 80-ish with a sunny, partly cloudy afternoon Thursday and Friday. The highs go to 80 to low 80s. Well, Sanji, WGSO.
Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in another Tuesday afternoon for my show, William Wallace for America. Hopefully you've been tuning in to my Facebook Live shows. I did three of them last night with some really good guests that I think you should just have your eyes on. And find out more about them. I'll be posting those podcasts again on Facebook, and you'll find them on Rumble and Cloud Hub and all that other good stuff. And it must be Christmas. It must be an early Christmas because I'm feeling very jolly and very giving and very friendly. Emma, so I'm going to bring on our first caller, Matthew and Metairie. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm having to go to Rouse's, pick up soup for my wife.
So what you got on your mind, Matthew, that pertains to my radio show?
Well, I saw your interview with the current CEO of Patriot Mobile, and I thought that was interesting. I shared that on Gab in your spot. I now have a Truth account too.
Okay.
And I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well. Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. Wallace for the number four America. Wallace for America. You can find me there. I post all kinds of stuff there. And by doing that, you'll get to see a lot of fresh content, Matthew. And so I don't have time. I mean, like, everybody's, oh, why aren't you on Gab? Why aren't you on this? Why aren't you on Getter, Goater, Giver, Ginder, and all those other ones? I just don't have time to be on. As it is right now, when I do a show, go into post-production, get the show up, post it on Facebook, post it on Instagram, post it on Cloud Hub, post it on Rumble. Then you've got to wait for everything to upload. Then I got to grab the links, create a little catchy couple sentences to say, and post the link on Instagram, Twitter. By the time I do all that, you know, I don't have time to be on, you know, lots of other social media platforms. So
I can understand that.
So I try to stick to the ones that I'm good at. I get my hands in, you know, and make some things happen on it. So, Matthew, what is one of your hot topics right now for today?
Well, I'm looking at what happened in Arizona, Michigan, and I'm thinking to myself, dang, we spent 2 years spinning our wheels. We fixed nothing. Just time distracted about, you know, the machines or all of this stuff, and it's just like, just seems to me that as long as there's a partisanship to law enforcement, which there apparently is now, if they want to cheat, they'll cheat.
Oh, absolutely. They're not going to stop trying to cheat, Matthew. And I'm getting more and more aggravated with my Republican friends who want to swear that the elections are safe and secure. I will say this. I think that our elections in Louisiana are safer and more secure than many other states. But are we perfect? Not by far. There's way, and let me tell you something. We don't even have a lot of dead people voting. We can joke about the dead people voting. In Louisiana, you don't have too many dead people voting. In Louisiana, what you've got is bad registrations. You've got 10 people registered to the same P.O. box. You've got 20 people that don't even live in a house registered to the same house. I go on and on and on for days. You know it. I know it. But I'm getting more and more aggravated with the people who are willfully willing to ignore the problems in our elections across America and call Mike Lindell and people that believe in election integrity the crazy ones. So I digress, Matthew. What do you have to say about that?
That's about right. I mean, I've spent an hour 40 minutes listening to being chewed out by Jovan Pulitzer for believing guys who wear bow ties. Now, I don't know what that's all about, but whatever. But he went over, details of sworn affidavits in Arizona that people who worked at the polls were told to basically accept same-day registration of obviously fake voters. And basically the magic, a person shows up and says, oh, let me look at that. And they make a phone call, and next thing you know, this person who just showed up the same day is added to the poll book.
Yep. That's what they want. Matthew, it's getting harder to hear you. We're having to adjust the board a lot to cover up the sound in the background where you're
Hold on a second. Let me switch to...
Hi, can you hear me better?
Oh, I can hear you so much better now. We've been fighting the board all this time. Remember, Matthew, when you every time you call in, we say, take it off speaker. Make that an automatic.
Well, I try, but there are sections of my commute home where I don't need two hands to drive the car, I need four. So holding a giant cell phone in my hand is a little challenging.
Okay, well, I understand. But if you're going to call in, we got to be able to hear you. And other listeners want to be able to hear what you're saying and that background noise. So, but that's what I was telling you, Matthew. I'm feeling real like it's Christmas. You know, this is your early Christmas present to get you on the show. How do you like that?
Well, that was pretty nice of you. I appreciate that because I don't know when that that magic happens, but it just is, to me, one of those things. I'm looking at part of the problems is, in addition to my wife being sick, and there's and her doctor not knowing how to treat what she has because her doctor is a big corporate doctor.
Yes.
Then there is the people talking about all the crime in the cities, and they already have a solution for the crime. And
without a doubt, there, Matthew, because we just had a couple of days ago where a guy breaks into the hotel room of out of town tourist and beats the guy to death with his bare hands. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, Matthew, I appreciate the phone call, my friend. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same. Merry Christmas.
All right. Keep on listening to those shows. I appreciate you listening on the ones I've got on Facebook and Rumble and Cloud Hub. Catch them all there. I've got lots of content coming out here in the next few weeks. I think you'd be really interested in hearing. Got some travels coming up that I'll be doing over the next couple of weeks. And with that in mind, hopefully some real good content that's going to be coming out. So check it out there on that. So, yeah, City of New Orleans, in case you're hearing that, when a an, when somebody can go follow somebody into a hotel, knock on a door, and beat somebody to death with their bare hands while they're in a hotel, that is another sign that this city is out of control. Everybody needs to wake up, go find out where to sign that petition to recall LaToya Cantrell. Because while people are dying and getting beaten to death, she's shacking up in her Pentabla apartment with her bodyguard, like you see over there on the news all the time, on live camera. So tune in here after break, here with me, William Wallace for America.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has had ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 17th and 18th, at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 17th and 18th, at the Pontchartrain Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. You know, I'm getting more and more frustrated every time I try to talk about government and about bureaucracy and elected officials. And a lot of stories have come up recently in my travels, I'll say, that make me a little bit even more frustrated about this. And I'll explain a bunch of them there, and they're kind of in a lot of different directions. But I was explaining to a friend of mine, and this story I'll develop later, and I'll talk more about it later, but today, about how there is a law right now that there is some elected officials in our state, I'll be very, very overgeneralize that, that is... that they're trying to change a law that protects a park. And these elected officials are, oh my gosh, no, we love parks. We don't want to change it from being, you know, we don't want to put, we don't want to change it so drastically that, you know, it allows housing there. And they're going on record that they don't want to put housing there, but yet they want to change it from being a public park to a, back into commerce. Meanwhile, they there's going to be one of them is going to try to get a law passed in the state to take it out, you know, to not to take away its park status, to put it back into commerce. You know, it's a park, and politicians. And you know, I don't want to overgeneralize. I will say it's probably the majority of politicians do act this way. They don't see the benefit to people unless government or themselves benefit. Meaning, they could probably care less that it's a park. Now, of course, in their campaigning, they went, "Oh, this is a park. We want it to be a park." But what's happening is you've got to pass a state law to take this out of being a park and put back into commerce. And I think what's going to happen is at the very last minute, they put an amendment in there that allows housing. I'm touching an example to explain how things happen on a statewide level and on a national level. Politicians constantly say, "Well, I'm against that happening. I'm against this, or I'm for this." And right before the bill goes to the floor to get voted on, they add an amendment that's contrary to what they're saying. But because it goes in at the last second, you know, usually as a strategic move to get it passed, it doesn't get news coverage. In the weeks, months leading up to this, to these bills, it there'll be tons of news coverage, but in the last second, they'll drop in the amendment or change the wording just enough so it doesn't get the news coverage. And then when it passes, they can be on record and say, "Well, I've always said I was against it. I know that it got passed in a way that's opposite of what I said, but that's not my fault. There was an amendment added." They say that knowing that there's a tiny, 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 tiny chance that one or two people are smart enough to go in there, and that nobody's smart enough, that somebody will take the time. Somebody that has knowledge of what's going on will take the time to go in to see if they added that in or not. It's all these different maneuvers, and that's just one of a million examples of the way things are happening, where politicians are not only not caring about us, but they aid unknowingly in some ways to the growth of bureaucracy. And when bureaucracy takes a life of its own, it begins to become a behemoth that not only doesn't care about the people that it's supposed to serve, but it becomes a beast of its own. And it grows in such a way that it consumes our tax dollars without any sense of responsibility. And because elected officials, and whether they've got business experience or don't have any business experience or whatever, if they have business experience, you often wonder, well, why is this politician that has business experience doing this? Or the politician does not have any kind of business experience, people say, well, that's because he doesn't have any business experience. My point is, they don't worry about making things run really efficiently or run like a business. They see a need to run government, and money is needed to run government. And because they don't, because government does not produce anything, they see, well, we have to get more tax dollars. We have to get more revenue in. The easiest way to get revenue is to run some ads and say, well, this tax increase is for the teachers. This one's for the old people. This one's for the children. This one's to fix potholes. This one's to build another levee. This one's to build, and they go on and on with the heartstring tugging to get the tax dollars that they need to operate government. Now, you know, I get it. That's kind of how it's supposed to be. We need government to make our roads and bridges, and they're funded by tax dollars. But the problem is the inefficiencies that come in with the growth of government, and the inefficiencies caused by bureaucracy, and the inefficiencies because elected officials don't take the time to go through their balance sheet like businessmen have to. Now, I get it. That's one reason why they elected Donald Trump, because he was a businessman. But business people often have their hands tied when they get in government because of bureaucracy. Bureaucracy is so large, you can't just, we're getting rid of that, because it's grown to a size that too many are dependent upon it. You can't eliminate it. You got to downsize it. Well, then you got to downsize it. You got to find ways to, you know, not lay off people, or you have to find ways to provide those public services that have become a necessity for some people. But the problem is the way the money flows through the political system, not being managed, not having as much oversight as a business would. See, we always ask, well, we need to have a businessman running government. We need to run government just like a business. Problem is, when those businessmen get into government, they can't run it like a business. Because a real businessman would say, you know what? You're fired, you're fired, you're fired. We're going to combine these two jobs or get rid of this job. They can't do that. Because you've got not only bureaucracy has taken control, but then you get a civil service problems where you can't just fire somebody. Then they get their retirement, then they sue. There's all kinds of stuff that goes on why they can't fire somebody or downsize it. Because government and elected officials and bureaucracy has a way of making people dependent upon it in such a way that even the businessman can't just go in there and say, you're done, you're cut. And so it grows and grows. We're going to cover more of this after the break here on my show, William Wallace for America.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it. All right, we're back on WGSO 990 AM. So, as I was saying, government has gotten to a point that I don't know how much downsizing can be done right now, because the other problem is we don't have enough elected officials that have the fortitude or the willingness to take it down, because or bring it down, you know, to where it needs to be brought down to. Because when one elected official wants to do it, they're vilified. Because you see, when one elected official comes in there, Donald Trump, and tries to downsize government, make it smaller, then he's a demon. Or they're the demon. They're going to cut jobs. They're going to get rid of the establishment. Because you see, oftentimes bureaucracy is the backup support for the establishment. It's needed. The establishment needs the bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy uses the establishment to stay fed and be able to fund the jobs that are needed to keep enough people happy, and all the while they go home, wave their American flags, talk about how pro-America they are, how pro-freedom they are, when they themselves, many of them, don't even realize how much their happiness or their jobs are destroying freedom and liberty in America. They don't even realize themselves that while they sing the national anthem, pledge of allegiance at their community civic meetings, if those are even said at civic meetings where they are actually contributing to the downfall of many of our freedoms. Because as government grows, it needs more people to comply to be able to feed it. And we're not getting better services as a result. It's not like by us paying more tax dollars and government growing that we're getting any better service. Now, of course, they're creating more programs to make us more dependent on that growth. But the reality is we're not getting treated any better. Instead, most of those programs that grow and make us dependent, we could do better ourselves, more efficiently, more effectively, and retain our freedoms. And businesses aren't that different right now, because some of their growth isn't because of raw capitalism as much as it is just figuring out how to control their customers. I know it's marketing. Well, they're always trying to control their customers and they want to buy more product. Yeah, but take this example. Entergy. Now, I'm not criticizing Entergy necessarily, as much as I don't agree with one of the things that we're hearing power companies do with the smart meters. Now, when the smart meters first came out, it was, well, you're going to use a smart meter if you want to. You can opt in. You don't have to opt in right now. They knew what they were doing. They've got, you know, millions of customers. They know they don't really need everybody to opt in right now because we don't have the time to go change that many meters. So right now be a phase in. You get to opt in now. Then if you didn't opt in after months down the road, you start getting knocks on your door. Hey, we're here to change your meter. I don't want that meter. For those that were knowledgeable that they didn't want the smart meters. Now, I'm not going to go into the conspiracy of the smart meters. Some people think they're being used to control your home, whatever. But you start getting that knock on the door. Hey, we're here to change your meter. For those people that aren't in the know, okay, there you go. And for those people that still didn't want their meter, nope, not changing it. Months later, they come at your door again. Hey, we're, you know, as time went on, they got more and more indignant. And now it's basically, the news is coming out that if you don't change your smart meter, your meter to a smart meter, they're just going to disconnect your service. Now, what's happened is, there's a couple things here. People go, oh, well, that's all, you know, it doesn't affect me as long as I got power to my house. Well, here's how it's going to affect you as this bureaucracy grows. Granted, it's a corporation, but because politicians and political bureaucracy and governmental bureaucracy has been able to lead by example and get away with the controls and the growth or the controls as they grow, private companies see it no differently. Plus, it's whatever's easier for them. So now what we're finding is if you don't change your home to a smart meter, you just aren't going to have service. They own that meter. They grab that meter. Well, oh, you want service. Well, you have to get the smart meter. Now, there's not a lot of people. It's a smaller percentage of people that are aware of the possibilities or what the smart meters either are doing, what they think they can do, what they're worried about them doing, or what they will be able to do. a smaller number of people are the ones that are trying to stop it. Now, of course, they'll tell you you're good friends. The same friends that believe that our election, all of our elections are safe and secure all over the country, the same ones that are going to tell you, oh, gosh, they're not doing anything nefarious with those smart meters. Leave it alone. Stop worrying. Get the smart meter. They're going to be able to reduce their meter reading department, and they're not going to have to pay people. It's all going to work out. It's just a way to make things more efficient. Come on, it's modern technology, right? Well, they're going to save on employees. They're downsizing their own staff. Do you see your bill going down? Nope. That's not money. It's not going back in your pocket. However, what's going to happen when nationwide they're able to control our smart meters like they're talking in Florida? California. It's not fake news, especially now that you're hearing more and more the conspiracy theories are coming true. Remember when they thought that the whole Hunter Biden die, the Hunter laptop, oh, the China conspiracy, that was just a conspiracy. Now we're finding out how true all that is. Just like the news reports in California, where you're hearing how they're saying, well, you can't charge you cannot charge your electric cars at certain times. You're not going to be able to put the AC higher than a certain temperature. You don't think for 1 minute that's not going to be controlled by your smart meter? You don't think for 1 minute that when they try to put us all on a solar wind power grid system that does not produce enough energy for the needs of our country? And I'm not against solar energy or wind energy. Not against it at all. I think it's great. I think private individuals buying solar panels, buying windmills to produce electricity to satisfy their needs is perfect. But not most people can't afford that. And now you'll have such a demand for energy as they take us off of the coal, oil, and even nuclear energy, put us on solar power. But yet what they'll do is you keep hearing that the narrative, not even the narrative, how we're not going to be able to produce enough energy through wind and solar to supply the demands of the average public. And they're not. But you don't hear them saying that, oh, yes, they will, it will, it will, it will. Yeah, maybe. You know, but what you do hear is that they're going to regulate when you can charge your electric car, when you can use your AC, how high your AC can be, and they're going to do all of this through those smart meters. I'm not being conspiratorial, although some of my friends who think our elections are safe and secure are going to say, oh, gosh, they're not going to do it. And they might not even do it to us in Louisiana. Maybe not Texas, although you heard in Texas what happened when they had that winter storm. Their power grid went down. Solar and wind failed for them when it came to meeting their demand for energy. If we'd stop letting government and bureaucracy and big tech control us, we might have more control over our own lives in these scenarios. I know we're dependent on it. Well, what are you going to do? You going to tell them, take my smart meter and shove it? I won't have any power. I get it. But we have way too many people, too large of a population in our country that is going with the flow. Not the power flow, that is. In a minute after the break, I'll go into what's going to happen with digital currency. Here I know, I've already heard it. My friends, That's that conspiracy thinking. They're not getting rid of cash. That's that conspiracy thinking on the digital currency. What are you going to do? Be a, you know, use Bitcoin next? Or complain about Bitcoin? Either way, as our country goes digital, as government grows, bureaucracy grows, because there's a connection here on what's going to happen with bureaucracy and government as everything becomes more and more digitized at the expense of our freedoms and liberties. And we'll talk about that more when we get back after the break here on William Wallace for America. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trey Bon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
All my friends are searching. Quiet desperately.
So, digital currency. Everybody wants to go, well, that's going to be easier. We don't have to have coins and dollars and cents, and you don't have to have change, and you don't have to worry about having currency and cash, and you just carry a card around. It's going to be so much easier. And not only are people saying that, but people are promoting it, and they're loving it. They're like, oh, I'm just so tired of getting cash. Oh, man, I just don't. Think about what happens if we become a cashless society. Just think about that for a second. We go cashless. It's great. You just have to have a card. You have to go to the bank and get cash. Oh, well, what happens for those birthdays when you want to give the 5-year-old, you know, a $5 bill, or, oh, well, we'll just Venmo them the money. They'll get it in a digital card. It'll be great. Yeah, but when the government slaps a fine on it, or when the digital card charges their 30 cents handling fee, oh, that's not a lot of money. That way I have to go to the bank. It's great. Or find a brand new crisp $5 bill. It's just great to do all that. Well, government's going to get richer. And the more money government gets, the more it wants. Government's not needing. Government isn't doing they're printing money. And they're taxing us. And they're getting their money from all kinds of sources. And what are they doing with it? They're wasting the money on pet projects. I go on and on for days on where our wasted money goes. Let alone the foreign countries that get it. The more money government gets, the more it wastes. Look at our national debt. With all the avenues that government has to get money, look at how much debt we have, and it still wastes money. And yes, there's a connection to digital currency and not having actual cash, because when government gets more access to your money and you're carrying around a card, which don't tell me you're not going to be tracked. I mean, come on. Oh, what do you mean the government's going to track us? Come on, that's just conspiracy thinking that they're going to track us. I mean, come on, William. I've heard it. I joke about it now, but every so often when I'm in a area or a place or people that aren't in the regular crowds, you're hearing this. And when government figures out how to say, well, you know, you spent that money at the feed store, but we're seeing this receipt, and they can start proving where you're at, when you're at, what you're doing, and they connect it with your social score, which, by the way, is another thing that's not on people's radar, which sounds conspiracy thinking, but they're going to connect your social score that they're going to be creating with your credit score. So what's going to happen if you're using your credit card at the pizza joint, or you're using your credit card for gas, or whatever the case may be, and it's going against your social score, going against your credit score, and they control your money? What happens one day when they go, yeah, you know what? Just turn this guy's card off. Now, great for criminals. So they'll use that. They'll say, oh, well, you know, now if you're a criminal, with digital cards, we'll know where they are. We'll be able to cut their card off so they can't buy food. Don't think for one minute that they're not going to treat you like a criminal when government's going broke. And it is. Government is $32 trillion in debt. And they want to digitize money, not because it's easier for you, the consumer, which is going to be how they're going to sell it, but because it's easier for them to get more of your money. Forget the tracking part. They're just going to use it to get more of your money. And what's going to happen when, you see, if you can think it, it can happen. What are you going to do when, okay, now you're on government health care because it's only government. There's very few health insurance companies in this world, in America. What are you going to do when you're at 65, you have to sign up with Medicare, right? What are you going to do when they go, well, government now can't afford to pay Social Security, it's coming, or Medicare benefits, it's coming. They just can't print enough money, by the way. And what are you going to do when it gets to a point where, well, we can't treat people who are unhealthy because of their diet? Well, and your social credit score shows that, you know, you're not spending responsibly. And because of your health, you shouldn't be eating pizza. You shouldn't be drinking soft drinks. And you go to the store and you want to use your digital card to go buy pizza or drinks or whatever, and the machine won't take it. Nope, you're not authorized to buy that. Don't think it's not possible. They can program anything to do anything. Do you want your money, your assets, tied up on a digital card that can one day control how you spend your money and then go home and realize that your house is hot because you can't put the AC above 80, but they'll say, oh, well, it's still 20 degrees cooler than the heat index outside. You should be happy, right? Because the government doesn't want to use energy sources that are have the ability to provide us with everything that we need. Again, I'm not against solar or wind. I think that should be a private choice by private individuals, not a government choice mandated on us because of some social agenda or because some thinking that, you know, they want us to live the way they want us to live. That's not freedom. I get it. You can't tell Entergy, well, I'm not going to take the smart meter, or and then not have energy. I get it, because you can't afford solar panels. But the more people that are being made aware of this, and the more people that we show it's not conspiracy thinking, the more people stand up. It's almost too late on the energy thing because Entergy now has solar the meters, the smart meters on most of everybody's houses. They're gonna they control that. They got it. It's in the bag. What do we do? As government grows, freedoms are gone. People are gonna be backed in the corners. It gets to a point where everybody's gonna get tired of it. I hope it's peaceful. I hope it's a peaceful awakening. But there's not gonna ever be enough people that says, you know what, I don't want energy. I don't want AC. I don't need lights, I don't need TV. They're too addicted to it. But you know what we can do now? We can wake up and stop some things like digital currency. Use your cash. On a personal level, use your cash. Go to the bank, get cash. Ask for change in cash. Get more cash. Use more cash. When you go to the ATM, get some cash, even if you think you don't need it. All right, everybody. Next week, more of me, William Wallace for America. In the meantime, go to my Facebook page, William Wallace for America, and like it. Check me out there.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having...